Zaf is Zaf Kuf Lamed Hey. We're just a few blot at the end of the Masechta. So beginning the new parak, Reishis HaGeiz, a very short parak, the 11th parak of Chulin. So Mishnah begins as follows, Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis HaGeiz is just a din in the Torah. You have to give the first shearings of the animal to the Kohen. It says Reishis HaGeiz, so necha titein la. So Gemara, the Mishnah says, Reishis HaGeiz, noeg ba'aretz, b'chutz la'aretz, regardless of where you're living, it's your chayv, b'fnei abayis, lo b'fnei abayis, b'chulin, aval lo b'mukdashim. So it applies anywhere, anytime, and to any type of sheep, as we'll see, except mukdashim, the Gemara is going to explain that mukdashim is pater from Reishis HaGeiz. Chomer b'zera v'lechaim v'keva, mereishis HaGeiz, there's a chomera that zera v'lechaim v'keva have that Reishis HaGeiz doesn't have, which is what? Shazera v'lechaim v'keva, nagin b'bakar v'tzon, that it's supplying, it's applicable, whether it's a cattle, whether it's sheep, b'meruba, whether there's a lot, whether it's a little bit, it's across the board, it's more expansive. However, Reishis HaGeiz, eino noeg ela b'rechelos, that Reishis HaGeiz only applies to sheep, it doesn't apply to bakar, it doesn't apply to cattle. Eino noeg ela b'meruba, it only comes if there's a certain amount, it has to be a certain shear of the Reishis HaGeiz. So these are the differences between Zera l'chaim v'keva, the previous parak, and the current parak, Reishis HaGeiz. How does one define meruba? How much of the wool has to be there to obligate one to pay Reishis HaGeiz? You have to have two sheep. If there's wool from two sheep, that's already chayvim Reishis HaGeiz. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says Yichaya ish eglas bakar. Ushtei tzon, that's referring to the two sheep that are needed to create the chiv of Reishis HaGeiz. Beis Hillel Omrim, he says, Chomesh, you need five sheep. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, this appears in Shmuel Aleph, it says, Chomesh tzon asuyos, that there are five sheep that were being used. So that's his drasha. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrkanes Omer, Chomesh recheles gozos, manu upras. It's not enough to have five animals, five sheep, but each of the sheep have to produce a certain amount as well. So each sheep has to produce a mana upras, a 1.5 mana of wool times five in order to be chayv in Reishis HaGeiz. Chachamim argue, and they agree to Beis Hillel that you need five, but it could be gozas kolshu. Even though each one produces a very small amount of wool, that's already sufficient to be chayv in Reishis HaGeiz. And this is a four-way machlokes as to what the shear of Reishis HaGeiz is. So Gemara says, Kama nosin lo. Mishnah asks, how much do you give? So we already established how much wool you have to choose from. But how much has to be given to the Kohen? So the Mishnah explains, Mishkal chamesh shlam b'Yehuda, shein eser shlam b'Galil. That amount of wool, the value of that wool, which is five shlam in Yehuda, it's just 10 shlam in Galil. Meluban velotza, it has to be where it's clean and not that it's still dirty. All right, Ricky was just saying before you clean it, so much of the wool is lost during the cleaning process. You have to already have cleaned it and then giving it over clean as opposed to when it's still dirty, it hasn't been whitened just yet. Kedei lasos mimenu beged katan, has to be sheer that you're able to make a small cloth with it. Shenemar, it says, titein lo, shehe bo kedei matana. So it has to be something that's worth five slime, that's white, and that's large enough to create some small beged, because it has to be a matana, something that you would typically give as a gift, large enough to be a gift. It doesn't have to be huge. Lo hispik litno lo ad shetzavel. Let's say the individual, the farmer, the one raising the sheep, the shepherd didn't have enough. He didn't give it until he colored it. He took the wool and he dyed it, and he forgot to give Reishis HaGeiz. So now is he allowed to go ahead and give Reishis HaGeiz from that which he just dyed? And the halacha is ad shetzavel pater. So he's pater from doing so if he already colored it. The reason why he's pater is because he was kone b'shinui. Right, shinui kone, if you did a change, if you alter the object, so now you get to keep it. And Rashi explained it's like mazik matnos kahuna or achlan. If a person were to damage matnos kahuna or to eat it, he would be pater from paying any payment. So once you colored it, then you get to keep it. Now, one obviously shouldn't do this. You don't want to be mazik matnos kahuna, but had it been done, the owner gets to keep it. Let's say lav novelo tava. Let's say you whitened it, you cleaned it, but you didn't yet color it. That's chayv. Whitening something, cleaning something, that's not considered shino. You don't get to keep it. You would have to give the Reishis HaGeiz to the Kohen. Let's say you buy from a non-Jew his shearings, meaning the guy already did the shearing. He did gozes already. And then you buy it, the wool, you're not obligated to pay reishis hageis. But let's say halokeach geis tono shel chavero, if you bought the shearings from a friend, so then that friend is a Jew, im shayer hamocher chayiv, if he left some behind, so then he's chayiv. Which one's chayiv here? We're saying that
if the seller
left over, so then
the
mocher be chayiv, and lo shiar, if he didn't leave over by himself the mocher, then the lokeach would be chayiv. So it depends. So again, originally the initial owner, the one of the tzon, has to be the one who has to pay the reish gaze. So if he leaves some behind, the mocher leaves some behind in his possession, so the mocher pays the reish gaze, and if he sells everything to the lokeach, then the lokeach would have to pay the reish gaze. So let's say the Mishnah says, Hayulo shnei midim shchufos ulevanos. You have two types of species here, two different colored ones. Shchufos, Rashi explains, it's not white, but it's not black. And the other one is white. So let's say machalo shchufos. He sells off all his brownish, grayish type of wool. Avalo levanos, and he doesn't sell the white ones. Zachar mavolo nekevos, and he sells all the males, but doesn't sell the females. So loch is zed notzin latzma, zed notzin latzma. We don't view them as all coming from the same crop. Each one has to give the manos kuna, the ratio of gaze, separately. So we view the shchufos and levanos as different minim. Each one is chayiv independently. Zachar and nekevos are each independently. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if the mocher sells one min and he holds for himself, both the mocher has to give from what he keeps and the lokeach has to give from what he receives. So the Gemara is going to explain this, Rashi tells us. So now the Gemara tells us, b'mukdashim, when it comes to mukdashim, my time alone, when it comes to mukdashim, what was the reason why you part from Rashi Shagay? So it says in the Pasuk, Amar Kra, tzoncha, tzoncha v'lo tzon hektish. Tzoncha means that you own it. As opposed to something that's owned by hektish, that which is owned, tzon hektish, that's pater from Rashi Shagay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Taima de kasarachmana tzoncha. Only because the Pasuk has a gzeres a cause of that tzoncha to exclude mukdashim. Had we not had this gezeres hakasev, I would have thought kalchim chayavim bereisha geiz, that one would have to give the first shearings of a kalchim. That can't be the case because the halav lav and a giza ninu. You are not allowed to do giza. You can't shear a carbon. It says in the pasuk describing carbonos, it says velo sagos bechor tonecha. You can't do gozes to a kalchim. So how could there be a havamina that there's reisha geiz by kalchim? You can't shear the wool. So Gemara says, "Iba kachim mizbeach hachanami." How are we talking about kachim mizbeach, which is carbonos that go on the mizbeach? You're right. There would never be a havamina to give reisha geiz because you can't do geiz in the first place. Hacha b'mayaskin, and what's the Mishnah addressing here? B'kache beda kabayis, that which doesn't have kedusha's guf to it, but that which has kedusha's damim, that only has value, the kedusha in terms of the value, but this would not be an animal that would be brought as a carbon, as a kache mizbeach. So kache beda kabayis, you are allowed to do giza, at least the Gemara says right now, and there's a havamina that once you have to give the reisha geza of a kache beda kabayis to the kohen, comes a pasuk to tell me tzoncha v'lo tzon hektesh. Even kachi betek abayis, even though you're allowed to do giza, you're pasuk from paying the reisha geiz. Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha'amar Reb Elazar kachi betek abayis asur megiza v'avoda midir banan. Don't we know practically that we say you can't do giza v'avoda? You can't work even an animal that's only kachi betek abayis, which again means there's only kedushas damim. There's only kedusha so much so as the value, but not intrinsic to the animal. You still can't do giza v'avoda. It's not even shayach to talk about this. So Gemara says, well, since Sakadaitech, I mean, I would have thought... Midirabanan is the answer, yeah? Okay, so the Gemara then says, so since it's Midirabanan, therefore it's allowed. As the Gemara explained, Sakadaitech, Amina, you would think, since Midiraisa, since on a Midiraisa level, B'nei Gizaninu, since you're really allowed to do the shearings on the Kachi Betek Abayis, Midiraisa is permitted, Heicha de Gazazlei, Leisivlei, so once you did the Giza on them, you should give it to the Kohen. That's the Havamina. Again, since the Raisa Giza is permitted, you should give the Reisha Geish to the Kohen. Kamash Milan Tzoncha below Tzon Hekdesh is a Gezeres HaKasav that excludes Kachi Betek Abayis from Reishis HaGeish. So Gemara says, V'ha Kaddish Lei. So isn't it Kaddosh? So how could you give it in the first place? It's already Kedusha. Gemara says, Sagadai Techamina Lifrok. You could redeem it. Be Poda the Kachi Betek Abayis. This is all in the Havamina. Poda the Kachi Betek Abayis. V'leisivlei. And then give the Reisha Geish to the Kohen. So that's all in the Havamina, trying to create this situation. Gemara says, well, how could he be poda the kachet by the kabayis? Don't you have to have the animal standing up in its full capacity and assess the value? And once you've sheared the wool, you can't be poda anymore. It's no longer hamada. It's not standing in its initial state of being an animal. It's already removed from the animal. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man damar, this makes sense according to the one who holds kachet by the kabayis, lo hayu bochal hamada varacha. No, hamad v'arach, to have the animal stand and to assess the value is only true of kachim izbeach. But kachim bedek abayis, you don't have to do hamad v'arach. So you're allowed to be poda the shearings. So there's still a good havamina that the shearings of kachim bedek abayis, you should be poda, and you should give it to the kohen. And that's where the pasuk says tzoncha. However, it is a good kasha l'mand amr hayu ma'ikol meimar. If you are of the opinion that kachim bedek abayis also requires a hamad v'arach, so how are you ever able to be poda the shearings of kachim bedek abayis in order to, in theory, give it to this kohen? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Mani bar Patish mishum Rabbi Yanai hacha b'maktish behemto the bedek abayis chutz migizioseha. There's a situation where I can maktish my animal kedushas damim, the animal, everything except for the shearing. So I was never makdish the shearings are still chulin. There's nothing to be poda anymore. That's the havmina. And the Gemara is telling us that tzak daiter havmina, I would think, since only the animal is betek abayis, but the gizaseh is still chulin, I would have thought tzak daiter havmina, ligzos v'leisiv lei. You should do the shearings of the animal, since it's chulin in the first place, and give it to the kohen. And that's the pasuk says, Amar krat tzoncha v'lo tzoncha hektesh. You only give the shearings of reisha gaze if the whole animal is chulin. But since this animal is kachet b'edek habayis, even though the shearings are not, it's still excluded from the pasuk. It's tzoncha v'lo tzon hektesh.
So it means that they use it, they sell it and they use it for b'edek habayis.
Were the shearings?
Yeah.
I think you could probably keep it for yourself. It's chulin.
No, but
you don't have to do.
No, if you give it for b'edek habayis.
No, but wait, the chutz migizoseha?
No.
The previous case.
Yeah.
Whole thing is called the bedek abayis, so then you have to be poda the animal, all the money goes to the bedek abayis. Yeah.
Even the shearing.
Well, the two cases. One is where you didn't exclude the shearings. That, even the shearings is hektish. The second case where I said, my animal is bedek abayis, chutz migizoseha, then only the animal has to be used for bedek abayis, the money, the value, but the shearings I could keep myself. I'm poda from reisha geiz, because tzoncha, but the gizoseha is still chulin.
But we said like a few days ago, and you put it, except for the bechor and the truma, you are allowed to use the wool. No, we learned like last week.
You're allowed to use.
I think
if it's psulim mukdashim.
If it's psulim mukdashim, you're allowed to use the wool.
If it was made.
Except for bechor and truma, we said, I think, right?
There's a mishnah like that, yeah.
But right now it was like
the right. Yeah.
So we could have been talking about a bechor that was poled, or we're not talking about something that was poled.
That case was where you're a maktish animal that was a bal mum already.
Bal mum,
so I mean there was never a full kedusha in the first place. Right, right, right. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. So then,
Kachimed,
Kachim, Kach,
fleece.
Ihachi, Mizbeach Nami. So that's the case, you could say the same thing by Kachim Mizbeach. Let's say you maktish the animal, everything, I'm making the animal Kachim Mizbeach, except for the gizoseh. So Gemara says, no, kachshe, it's going to weaken it. If I'm going to weaken kachim izbeach, that's going to be a mafsid kachim. So even though I may have made a stipulation that I maktish the animal for kachim izbeach, except for the gizoseh, it's still a problem to shear it because that's weakening the animal. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, just like by kachim izbeach, it's going to weaken it. Kachim bedek abayis nami kachshe, it's also going to weaken the bedek abayis by me removing the shearings. It's going to affect the value, affect the animal itself. So the Gemara says, Damar chutz migiza v'kchisha. When I made the statement that this animal is kachet bedek abayis, except for the shearings and except for anything that it weakens, that's going to be excluded from the kachet bedek abayis, and that's why I'd be allowed to remove the shearings. It's still chulun. So Gemara says the same thing. Why don't I say the same halacha about kachet mizbeach? Whereas maktish my animal for the mizbeach, I'll say damar chus migiza v'kchisha, except for the shearings, except for anything that weakens, everything else will be kachim, and that would be a way of creating even the giza of kachim mizbeach that will still be chulin. Or safil hachi. Nonetheless, it's not going to work because pasha kedusha bakul. When I'm maktish an animal it's going to spread itself, the kedusha, to the entire animal. Even though I want to say chutz migiza and chutz kechisha, it's not really going to work because the kedusha just spreads. How does the kedusha spread? There's a famous gemara that most people know from Maseches Kedushim. It says, "Minah tamer." How do I know this is the case? The kedusha, in fact, does spread. Spread. Damar biyosi v'halo b'mukdashim. When it comes to mukdashim, ha'omer ragle shazu ola kula ola. If I say that the leg of this animal is an ola, not only is a leg ola, but the entire animal becomes an ola. V'afilu Rabbi Meir damar ein kula ola. Even Rabbi Meir who argues and says, "No, I can actually separate different parts of the animals to be kachim and other ones are not, so I can say that only the regal is an ola and the rest won't be, so I can separate." It's only true about me being makdish a particular limb that the neshama is not tali on, meaning the animal could live without that limb, it could live without a leg. If I makdish something, a part of the animal, where it's a vital organ, the heart, the brain, the lungs, so then kadosh, the entire animal will become kadosh. So if I say that the animal is going to be kadosh mizbeach, except for the gizase, except for the kachasha, it's not going to work because since I'm including the brain, the heart, the lungs, and so on, the entire animal, even the gizase, will all be kadosh. So there's nothing to talk about. Rava comes along and says, Rava Amar b'makdish giza atma. It's a situation where I'm not makdish the animal, rather where I'm makdish the giza, where I'm makdish the shearings. And that's what the pasuk says, tzoncha v'lo tzon hektish, because I made the shearings hektish. Sa'akadai techamina, the Gemara explains, I would have thought, ligzos v'lifrok v'lisivlo, I would have thought that what you should do is, I'm makdish the shearings of the animal, but not the animal itself. So maybe I should cut off the shearings, I should be poda the shearings, and then I should give it to the kohen. That's the havamina. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, geiz tzoncha titein lo, that you should do the shearings of the tzon and give it to the kohen. So what's the drasha? Mi she'ein mochoser el giza v'nesina, only that which lacks the shearing, and then the nesina, the two steps to get to the reisha geiz, giza and then nesina. However, yatzazeh she'mochoser giziza u'pedia v'nesina. So however, this situation, where I first have to do the shearing, and then when I have to be poed it, and then I give it, that's an extra step which is not implied by the pasuk. Says Rava, that's a situation where mukdashim are pater from reishis hageiz. But he used the drasha of geiz tzoncha titein lo. That step of geiz and titein lo. But he doesn't use the word tzoncha. So Gemara says, now according to Rava's understanding of the Mishnah, we're talking about mukdashim of the geiza. So what does he do? El tzoncha l'may asa. What does Rava do with the word, the drasha of tzoncha? So he says to tell me the following din. The Chedesani, the Brisa tells us that behemas shutvin chay bereishis hageiz. If you have partners who own together an animal, it's still chay bereishis hageiz. Comes along Rabbi Eli Poter. He thinks that partners are poter from reishis hageiz. So this would be a good way to get around reishis hageiz. A person doesn't want to give manas kuna, doesn't want reishis hageiz. You should partner with another Jew. And according to Belai, that one would be poter from paying reishis hageiz. We don't pass in this way, it seems. But in his world, that he would hold shutvin are poter from reishis hageiz. How does he know this? My time at the Rebbe Lai, Amakra Tzoncha V'lo Shel Shutvit. Tzoncha, you in the singular, only if you're owned by one Yachid, is a Chai V'Reishis Hageiz. But if it's Tzonchem, if it's owned by multiple people, then he holds that in fact you're Pater. Rabbanan L'mute Shutvis Ovei Kochavim. Rabbanan used the word Tzoncha to tell me that no, to exclude a partner with a Goy, that's when they would agree you're Pater. So even Rabbanan will agree, partners with a Goy would be Pater. So if you don't want to pay Reishis Hageiz, you should partner up with a Goy, and even Chacham will agree you're Pater. But if it's a partner of two Jews, so then you're actually going to be Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv with the Jews? It doesn't say Tzoncha. So Rashi says, the last two lines of the Rashi here, L'mute Shutvis Dovei Kochavim. Aval Yisrael M'yuchar La Karina Be. You still can call partners, Jewish partners, that's still lecha. You can still call tzoncha. Hol v'shnei b'nei chiv. Since they're both chayv and reish hageiz, v'chol Yisrael kurim b'lashon yachad. We call b'nei Yisrael b'lashon yachad as a unit, as an entity. So two Jewish partners are considered one unit, one entity, and still is considered tzoncha. But a goy and a Jew, that would be considered tzonchem, and that's pater from reish hageiz, even according to the chachamim. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Eli, last three lines of the Amud here, Rabbi Eli, Shutzvis Ovi Kacham Minale. How do they know that non-Jewish partners are Pater? They only know Jewish partners. I know non-Jewish partners as well. So they say, Nafkalei Mireshu Dekar. They learn this out from the first part of the Pasuk of Reishu Dekes. So it's important to know what's going on in the Pasuk. The Pasuk has two Matnas Kuna. It starts off talking about Truma, and then it all ends off Reishu Dekes. Says the Pasuk in Shoftim, Reishu Degon Chatirosh Chavitzarcha. That's the Reishu, the first part, that's the Truma. Degon Chatirosh Chavitzarcha is referring to Truma. And in end, Reishu Dekes, Tzon Chatitain Lo. So we first talk about Truma, and then Reishu Dekes in the very same Pasuk. So what does he learn? So the Reishu, the Pasuk says, Reishu Degon Chatirosh of yours in the singular, v'lo shutvas oved kochavim. So we learn that partners of goyim are excluded from the chuma, and we learn partners with Jews are excluded from the sefer reisha geiz, and we learn the halacha together. So both chuma and reisha geiz are exempt from both shutvas goyim and shutvas yisraelim. That's according to Rabbi Eli. Rabban, how they respond back? Rabban say reishis hageis hefsek inin. The two different halachas here. It says reishis digancha tirochcha of yitzarcha kama, and then it says vireishis geis soncha titein lo. You can't learn one from the next. So reishis digancha tell me shutvis garim are excluded from chuma, and reishis geis soncha tell me reishis geis is also excluded from shutvis the garim. But to tell me shutvis the yisrael is excluded, that's not implied here anywhere in the pasuk. Rabbi Eli says, no, Vav Hadar Arvit. It says, Vi Reisha Geiz, Vav is equating the lachas of Degoncha and Reisha Geiz Soncha. Tell me the lachas are together. So just like Reisha Degoncha is pata from Shutvas Akum, so too is Reisha Geiz. And just like Reisha Geiz is pata from Shutvas Yisrael, so too is Chuma. So Rabbi Eli learned both to each other. So then the Gemara says on Amr Beis, Rabbanan, Loda Nichta Rachmana, Lovav Lo Reisha. The Rabbanan say, if we're really trying to equate the lachas of Reisha Degancha and the lachas of Reisha Geiz, the pasuk shouldn't have said Vav at all, and just be very clear. It should have just said Reisha Degancha, flow right into it. Why does it separate and add the Vav there? It must be telling us that there's two separate lachas, and you can't learn one from the next. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eli, I did the high Kedushas Damim, the high Kedushas Aguf, pasuk lei, Vavder Arvelu. Because since they're conceptually very different lachas, Reish is the Gancha versus Reish Geiz. That one's Kedusha's Damim, one is Kedusha's Aguf. The Reish Geiz is considered Kedusha's Damim, and Chuma is considered Kedusha's Aguf, so we have to separate them, because conceptually they're very different, but since they're separate, we also have to connect them with the letter Vav to tell me that we're going to learn halachas one from the next. So that's the first shot in understanding where they come from. Again, what comes out from all this is, just to be clear, that Rabbi Eli holds that Shutvas Akum and Shutvas Yisrael are excluded from both Chuma and Reish Geiz, and Rabbanan say only Shutvas Akum are excluded, but not Shutvas Yisrael. So then the Gemara says four lines down, Ibai Seim, alternatively Shutvas Ovi Kechavim, but Chuma, when it comes to Chuma, partners with Goyim, Rabbanan Achuyiv Michayav, they actually hold that you're Chayiv Shutvas Akum. They're not excluded from the word Reish Degancha. The Shutvas Akum are Chayiv in Chuma. How do we know? The Sani, the Brayta tells us that Yisrael, the Ovi Kechavim, Shalakhu, Sadeh B'Shutvas, you partner with a non-Jew, you buy a farm. So what happens is all the grains and grapes that grow, it ends up becoming Tevel, V'chulin, Muravin, Zebezeh. Divrei Rebbe. It's mixed together. Because mitzah the yid, it's tevel. Mitzah the goy, it's chulun. It's all mixed together. So we see there's a chiv of tevel, even though it's partnered with a goy. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees, but he has one slight argument. He says, Omer shall Yisrael chayev, shall ovi kacham pater. That which the Yisrael takes is tevel. That which the goy takes is pater. So what comes out? The Gemara explains, Ad kan lo pligi ela demar. They only argue about Mar Sever Yesh Breira, Mar Sever Ein Breira. Can they identify which part is whose? According to Rebbe, it's Muravin. You can't identify who owns whose, and therefore it's all one big mixture. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds, you can identify, if I pick this, it's a Yid. If he picks that, it's a Goyis. But in the end of the day, what is clear according to both them, about Shutvis Dove Kochavim Divya Kol Chayeves. Even though the Jew partnered with the Goy, everybody agrees it's a Chiv Truma, Chiv Tevelier. It's just a Machlokas. Can you say Yesh Breira or not? Who owns which part? But there is certainly a chiv in Shutvas Akum. So that's... No, only the Yisrael part is chayiv. But even though there's a partnership with a guy, we still say that the Yisrael's part is chayiv. It's not going to...
So what's the machlokas between...
Machlokas between what? Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel?
Yeah.
They argue about whether or not when I identify which part I'm taking, can we say, Yesh Breira, that was always mine, and only my part is Chayiv, and what you hold is actually Pater, or you can never identify. It's all mixed together. There's no way to say, in which case, how do you deal with it practically? I'm not sure how to practically deal with Muravin.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure how you go about doing this. I think Rashi explains this. Second. Right, Rashi says here, Ein La Takana. Rashi, the first Y line down in the middle, he says, "Vani shemati she'ein lo takana." There's no way to fix it. There's a long Rashi. He goes much greater length. It seems that when he says "ani shemati," it's usually setting up that I think differently. So I didn't get through the whole Rashi, but he says there must be a way around this to perhaps redeem the chuma. So how this is connect to us? We're trying to say here that we're trying to connect this back to the discussion that why the Rabbanan don't learn that Shutvis Akum are excluded from Rashi's gaze because they hold that they're chayiv, even Shutvis. Even by Shumim, they're chayiv in Shutvis, right. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima. Another suggestion is, Tervayu the Rebalai Mitzoncha Nafka. When Rebalai says Mitzoncha, he excludes both Nafka Shutvis Dovik Chavim. As well, he learns both Shutvis Yisrael and Shutvis Akum are both excluded from the word Tzoncha. Why? He explains, because what's the svar here? It says in the Pasuk, Tzoncha, my time, the lom yachdi le Yisrael, Tzoncha, but partners, they're excluded. It's not Tzoncha. So, Ovi Kachavim rather. Ovi Kachavim, my time, why do we exclude a Shutvitz with a guy? Because lom yachdi le, it's not yours. It's not uniquely yours. You have to share it. Li Yisrael nami, lom yachdi le, so too. It's not exclusively yours. If you're sharing with a Jew, whether it's a non-Jew or a Jew, either way, it's not Tzoncha, in which case, you're pater. Either way, according to your Balai. Rabbanan say, you can't learn from the same exact source because there's nothing to talk about. When it comes to a guy, so then it's not Tzoncha. When it comes to a Yid, so you can still call it Tzoncha, like we saw in Rashi, that they're all considered one entity. All Yisrael is one entity, you could still call Tzoncha, and that doesn't exclude Shutvus to Yisrael. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Mo de Rebbe Alai b'tshuma. Now, even though we saw in the Amun Alf here, the Rebbe is of the opinion that Shutvin Akum and Shutvin Yisrael are pater, he admits when it comes to the following case, when it comes to Tshuma, he admits that Shutvin by Tshuma are actually Chayev. Why? So, Afagab dichsiv digancha, which implies didicha in the Shutvis law. Even though digancha implies only if you own it exclusively yours, are you Chayev? But if it's partners, you're actually going to be pater. Kasir Rachmana Tshuma Seichem. To tell me that even if it's owned by Shutin, Shumo Sechem, yours in the plural, he agrees that you are Chayv and Shuma. So, Ela Degoncha Lam Li. So, what does the Pasuk tell us by Degoncha, telling us it seems like it's only if owned by the Yachid? Lam Li, Lamute Shutvas Ove Kochavim. If it's partnered with a guy, then you're actually Pater from Shuma. In a similar way, Chala. When it comes to Hafrashas Chala, Avagav Dechsev Rashis, it says Rashis, which connects Rashis to Vikal Nimar, Nalef Rashis, Rashis, Mirashis, Agaz, just like Malahalan Raid the Shutvis Law, Afkan the Shutvis Law, just like Rabbalai says by Shutvis of Rashis, Agaz, and Pater, you would think by Chala, because Xer Shavar Rashis, Rashis, Shutvis should be Chayv, rather Pater, from Chala as well. So, lo, Kazir Rachmana, Ariso Seichem, even the plural, even if it's owned by Shutvim, you're Chayv and Afrashis Chala. So El Gemara says, Taima Dichsiv Ariso Seichem, only because it says owned by the Rabbim, only by the Shutvim, are you Chayv. Ho Lavhach, he had not been that case, Havimina, Nailf Rashis Agaz, Rashis Agaz. I would think that you should have learned the Ptur Shutvim from Rashis Agaz. So Gemara says, why would you take that direction? Nailf Adarabba, Nailf Mitruma. Why would you say learn Rashis from Rashis Agaz? It also says Rashis by Truma. And Chala is much more similar to Truma than it is to Rashis Agaz. So why not learn by Truma just like your Chayiv in Truma by Shutvin? So too should be Chayiv in Chala. Where's Hachanami? Right. That's how we know. So really, Hafrashas Chala is Chayiv by Shutvin because Xer Shava Rashis from Truma. So then we have the question then, Ella Ariso Seichem Lamali. We don't need to learn this drasha, this halacha of Shutvin is Chayiv and Chala from the word Ariso Seichem. So what do we learn from the word Ariso Seichem? Kedei Ariso Seichem. There has to be a certain shear of Ariso Seichem. Rashi explains, we look five lines up from the bottom here, Rashi explains, Kedei Ariso Seichem, Bimidbar, Nidnelhem Torah. We were given the halacha of Hafrashas Chala in the Midbar. V'sham Nemar, there it says, Lem, Kedei Ariso Seichem, Shal Achshav Chayiv Chala. Like you have the shear of a Chala in the Midbar, that's the same shear you're going to be chayv l'asid. Kama, how much? Isas midbar, omer l'gugalas. That shirva, omer asir saifa, that shir that was chayv in the midbar, that keder riso seichem is the same exact shir that we need even bizman hazeh. So that's how we learn the halacha of riso seichem, even shutvis by chal. So again, Rabbi Lai says, even though shutvin are pater from reisha geiz, shutvin are chayv in truma, and they're also chayv in chal. The Gemara continues. Peya. Which implies your field didach in shutvus law, which would imply if you own, if partners own a field, they're pater from peya. So Gemara says kasa rachmana ubekutzrichem as ktsir artzichem, that yours, even if it's owned by the shutvim, it's chayv in peya. So then ella sadcha lamli. So what sadcha coming to tell me? The lemeute shutvus ovid kochavim, that if you're partnering with a guy, then there's a ptur of peya. Bechora. How do you know by Bechor the same halacha applies? Behema Tahora. Gemara says, Afagav Dechsev, even though the Pasuk tells us, it says, Kol Bechor Asher Yivaleid Bivkarcha Ubitzoncha, in the singular, Didach In the Shutvish Lo. You're only Chayvin Bechor Behema Tahora if you own it by yourself exclusively. So Kaz Rachmana Ubechoras Bikarchem Vitzoncha. Even if Shutvim own it, there is a Chiv Behema Tahora. So Ella Bikarch of Itzon Cholamli. What do we learn from the Pasuk? Lamute Shutvis Ovid Kocham. The same theme we see over and over again. In other words, right now, all our Belai says the only time we have Shutvis Yisrael's Pater is only by Reisha Gaze. All other arenas, Shutvis Yisrael is Chayiv. Shuma, Chala, Peya, Bechor. Mezuzah is the next one. We're not going to go through all of them today. The Gemara continues tomorrow's daf. We'll just go through Mezuzah as the last one for now. Mezuzah, Afagav Dichsiv, and it says in the Pasuk, it says, Beischa, that only Beisecha, Didach In, Shutvislo, only Beisecha, only if you own, if it's your house, so then you're Chayiv Mezuzah. If you're partnered with somebody, you're Pater. So therefore, the Pasuk says, Kasar Echmano, Leman Yibu Yimeichem, Yimei Bineichem, in the plural, that even partners are Chayiv in Mezuzah. So Ella Beisecha Lamaya. So what do we learn from the word Beisecha? The Rabba says, Derech Biyascha Minayam. And the way you enter into the house, Beisecha, which is what on the right side, a person typically takes a first step with his right foot. So therefore, the mezuzah has to be on the right side, but nothing to do with Shutvis. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue.
Yeah.